What I really want to see is the
Well, new research has revealed that a shocking number of Aussies don't regularly discuss our finances with our partner and just money in general, which is leading to excessive financial stress. Plus, the cost of living right now makes things like
way
100
worse.
100 times worse.
Yep.
1 in 3 of us say that money is a source of conflict in our relationships.
Yep.
To tell us more, we've got the relationship rejuvenator, Joe Wilson, on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. Yeah,
hi.
Not just conflict, it's avoid.
Avoid, yeah. Well, I want to ask Emma, because I'm single right now, but Emma, do you and your partner talk about money?
We talk about money a lot, but we don't have a budget.
No budget, so no Excel spreadsheet.
No, not an Excel spreadsheet. What we did was we sat down one day and went, okay, what are the major expenses that come out every month? How much do we need in our bank account, like our joint account, to account for that? Plus extra on top. So we've done like the big ticket stuff.
Yeah, but it's
not
missing
the
all the other
stuff. Yeah.
That actually adds up. So, and you guys don't talk about money much? Just whenever it comes up?
Yeah, we talk about it every now and then when there's something stressful that's about to happen.
Well, Joe, how often should we be talking about money with our partners?
I think it's so different for every couple, but regularly. It's all I can say because it's a bit like, I don't know, sex. Is there an actual amount of time that you should do it again. It's different for every couple. It goes deeper than we, like there's so much to it. It's like about your childhood and how you grew up and the meaning behind money. So I think that that should be addressed regularly. Again, is that once a fortnight? That could be. But I think it definitely should be scheduled in. I think the research says that, you know, we should lock it in. I actually kind of agree with that because otherwise you can just go months and years until someone discovers that someone's been spending all the money and there's nothing left.
Okay, maybe you have the boring once a fortnight, let's sit down and have a look at the books kind of chat.
Yeah.
When you first get together, obviously not when you're dating, but when you move in or get married, that is probably when you need to have a serious conversation about money. Is that right?
Yeah, look, at the start, the oxytocin's flowing. Everyone's trying to impress everybody and you're trying to hook in your partner. It's not really going to be a heavy financial discussion in those early days. But I think once you've decided to commit, then I think you should have that confronting conversation about what are our values around money?
Yeah.
How do we want to, what are our short-term goals? What are our long-term goals? You know, that's when you start to think about, well, are you going to be having children? Because they cost a lot of money. I think it's really, really important that you should do that and have quite a lengthy discussion and think about what's the value around this for you. Like, is it like a real status symbol for you? Do you have to have the nice cars? That's quite okay. But the other person maybe not care less about that type of thing.
Yeah. So, and then what do you do if there's a huge discrepancy in the way that you have a relationship with money versus your partner?
Yeah, well, that's the thing I think is, like, we've got some really great prompts in the counselling room when we do the pre-marriage stuff. I love getting a starstruck newly married or pre-marriage couple and telling them how it's really going to go.
Yeah.
We talk about, again, how did your parents value money? But then if there's a huge discrepancy, like particularly if a guy is not earning as much as a female, does he care?
Yep.
What does that look like? Does that matter? Does he have goals? You know, sometimes the guy's studying towards being a doctor, but his female partner might be supporting him. And what does that look like?
Yeah.
And I think empathy is the key, like really understanding what does that feel like? There can be a lot of shame from previous poor decisions. So if you're really at loggerheads, I would think empathy is the hugest place to start. I know that sounds really, really simple, but just sitting back like in any conflict is just listening to what is going on for the other person. Why are they differing from me? What is the root cause? Are they ashamed? Are they guilty? Did their parents provide very poor examples for financial decisions and they're ashamed about that? Are they equipped to deal with money? And that brings me to another really important point. The person who's really good with money needs to be dealing with it. Like often it's so funny, like I deal with like the accountant in the relationship. Literally that is her job, is she's an accountant, but she might not have as much time, so she leaves it to her partner who completely mismanages it.
Well,
so
that was a question we were going to ask. And just to wrap it up, I know with my parents, my dad always handled it. Same with you, Emma?
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah.
But I handle it in my relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm terrible with money. In other relationships, I've just been like, I'm happy to bring the money in, you sort it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it okay if just one person handles all the finances?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, as long as they're being transparent discussing it. But the one who's just good at it. Like,
I think
when we got married, that's not one of my favourite things to do, but we decided that I was at home more, whatever. I was a shift worker, so I had more time during the day to pay the bills. But it kind of wasn't really happening. I kind of found that really boring, so I kind of got left to the side.
Yeah, play to your strength, right? If you're good at money.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're both terrible, I don't know what you do then. But
then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Well, you go see a counsellor and Joe Wilson can help you out.
Well, there we go. It's a really important topic, isn't it? Money in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Joe Wilson, the relationship rejuvenator. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Joe.
No worries.